difficult.
Okay, we're on Yud Ches Amad Beis, carrying on the Mishnah by the two dots, about 12-13 lines up or something. It says Veshovin Shemeshikim Esamoyim B'chli Evan. They agree, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, that you're allowed to basically purify your water by kissing it with the mikvah water. But continues the Mishnah, but you're not allowed to toivel your kli. Right? So and says the Gemara, my aval lo matbilin. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says lo matbilin? You're not allowed to do that. So Amar Shmuel said Shmuel, ein matbilin es a kli, you can't matbil the kli, meaning to make it tahor, meaning when we said it was talking about like a kli 8, for example, al gabe meimav, on the account of its water, right? Even though you're purifying the water, which you're allowed to do, but you're not allowed to chaparind and also do your kli as well, lataro b'yomtov. Okay, so that's that. So basically we said, so you can do hashaka on yomtov, but you're not allowed to do, whilst you're doing your hashaka, you're not allowed to toivel your kli on yomtov. So ask the Gemara, mani misnisin. Basically this mission is not going to make sense either according to the two opinions that we know with regards to this sugya. Lo Rebbe, it's not Rebbe, but lo Rabbanan, and it's not Rabbanan. Tanya. It says over here, you should note over here in this brass, it doesn't mention Shabbos or Yom Tov. Because that's going to be a bit of a key to the answer over here. But it's one of them, or maybe both of them. But anyway, it says over here, Ein matzbilin es a kli. I'll give you a meimav. You can't be toivel the kli, even if you're doing it, al yidei meimav. Okay, lataro. V'ein, but you see, oh, this is also, you're not allowed to, Ein mashikin, you can't do a shaka, you can't purify your water, esamayim, b'chli evan lataharon, in order to purify them, divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe,
the water,
you can't do either, right? First, if you look, go again. First, it says in mat bilin es a kli. I underlined over here this, yeah. First, it's kli. You can't do the kli, yeah, and then you can't do the mayim, right? So Rebbe is restrictive, doesn't allow you to do anything. Yeah, right. So that Rebbe's not like our Mishnah. And in contrast, the Chachomim say, they say, Matbilin Kli. You can even toivel the Kli. I'll give you a name of the Taro in order to purify it. So there, that's also not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah doesn't allow you to do the Kli. So they allow you to do the Kli. Meshikin, you can also do Hashoka, Esamayim B'Kli, Evan Lataro. You can also purify the water. So the structure's the same, right? First, we mentioned the Kli. Right, and then we mentioned the water, and Rebbe says both are osa, and the Chachamim say both are mutter. But that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that first it says you can be mishikin, you can do the shaka, and then it says but you can't do the kli. So mani, so that was the end of the brisa, and now the Gemara says mani. Who's the Mishnah, right? E Rebbe, if you want to say our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, kasha hashaka, because In the Braisa, Rebbe doesn't allow you to do Hashoka. It can't purify the water. And over here, it allows you to do Hashoka. Okay? The E Rabbanan, if you want to say it's the Rabbanan, right? Kasha Hatbola. It's a Kasha with Tevila. Because Rabbanan allow you to do Tevila. And over here, yeah, in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to do Tevila. So basically, we have no author of our Mishnah, which is problematic. Yeah? Because we're assuming one of these are the two famous, you know, opinions, you know, we assume it will be one of them. So answer the Gemara, Ebayis Ema Rebbe, it could be that it is Rebbe, but also Ebayis Ema Rabban, it could be that it's the Rabban, could be both. So we're doing a bit of fancy footwork over here, yeah? So Ebayis Ema Rebbe, let's say it's Rebbe, yeah? And the ratio of the Brisa, the beginning part of the Brisa, so the beginning part of the Brisa was saying that you can't do Tevila, right? Rebbe said you can't do Tevila. The Brisa is B'Yomtov, is talking about Yomtov. Okay? Right, the Sefer of the Brisa is on Shabbos, and that answers everything. Well, Nick, so let's look at our chart. Yeah, it's very straightforward. If you look at the top right over here, I put Rebbe. Oh, here, can you please pass one of these to Ellie? Right. I did as well, yeah. It said to you as well, did I not give you one? But I've got another one here. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the top chart. So we got over here, it's on the WhatsApp group. Yeah, on the top right, it says Ein Matbilin. You see over there, like second column down, this is the Rebbe, it says Ein Matbilin B'yontov. So we just said it's talking about the ratio, it's talking about Tovel Yontov. So if you look to the left of it, right, the Diuk is, but if you, right, Aval Meshikin, you can be Meshikin. Right? You can't Tovel, yeah, but you can be Meshikin. Right, so that's good with our Mishnah, right? So on Yom Tov, okay. Now, and the Sefer, oh, so basically that's exactly how our Mishnah, right? So basically, our Mishnah is like the ratio of the Brisa of Rebbe. Right, you can't be Toivel.
Are we plugging our Mishnah into this Brisa?
It's like it's
saying our Mishnah the right.
No, we're talking about the Brisa. Our Mishnah is, we're leaving everything as it is. We're not changing absolutely anything over here. We're just saying it's perspective. What are we talking about over here? We're just saying the Brisa, because remember, our Mishnah says, we know our Mishnah, right? We say you can be Mishikin, but you can't be Matbilin. Mm-hmm. Right. So now, if you say that, if now Rebbe over here, when he was speaking about the first bit of the Brisa, when he says Ein Matbilin, means you can't be Matbilin in Yom Tov, but make a deal from that. That's the to the left, but you can be Meshikin. That's exactly like the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The safer of the Shabbos and the safer of the Brisa is on Shabbos, which doesn't really affect us. Okay. And you on Shabbos you can't do anything unless let's just look at it. You see in the latter part it says this column number line number three. It says Ein Meshikin, and I put over there in Shabbos, and then it says Kol Shekein Ein Matbilin. You can't be Matbilin. So according to Rebbe, you can't do anything on Shabbos. Okay. The Kula Masnisin and all of the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is talking about Yom Tov. So it's exactly the same. Okay. V'ibay Seba. Alternatively, we've got another answer. We can say Rabbanan. We can say it's the Rabbanan. Right. The Kula Masnisin is Shabbos and all of the Mishnah is on Shabbos. So let's look now. How does that work out? Right. Because the Mishnah stays the same. Right. So let's look at the Shabbos part of the Rabbanan. You see, the Rabbanan is the last line on this chart, yeah? So it says over there, you can be Shikin, right? And this is talking about Shabbos, right? So the Brisa over there says you can be Shikin by Shabbos. So you make a Diuk from that. That's the left column. It says Diuk, but you can't be Matbilin, right? If you're only allowed, the Rabbanan only allow you to do Meshikin on Shabbos. So the Diuk from that, but Matbilin will be awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly like the Rabbanan. So basically, so if we want to if you want to say it's like Rebbe, it's talking about Yom Tov. If it's according to the Rabbanan, it's talking about Shabbos.
In other case, you're making a chiluk
for the Rishon LeSeifa. Yeah, we just said that the trick was to answer over here. It's basically we say the ratio of Rebbe and the ratio of the Chachamim is both talking about Yom Tov. And the Sefer is talking about Shabbos.
Why is Shabbos more chomer?
Why is Shabbos more chomer? That seems to be a given over here.
That itself is a difficult.
Okay, fine, good.
That itself is not so simple. I mean, that's
okay. We're forced to make this chiluk, but we found an author, right? That as Yisrael said, there's questions still that we have on that. That's very good. Good point. I don't know. Okay, good. So let's carry on. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we have a Brisa, yeah? Kli shenitma me'erev Yom Tov. A Kli became Tommy on Erev Yom Tov. Ein matbilin oisoi b'nishmashos. You're not allowed to toivel it b'nishmashos. So right, it's right before Yom Tov, right? And it's last minute, it's getting a bit crazy, whatever. You can't toivel it b'nishmashos, right? So even b'nishmashos, right, because it's an issa to toivel a Kli on Yom Tov. And even on Ben Shmashos, you're not allowed to be Tovel either. Right? Okay. Rebbe Shimon Shazuri Omer, he says, yeah, Af Bechol, even on a weekday, right? Ein Matbilin Oisoi, you can't be Tovel a Kli on Ben Shmashos. Mipnei, because Shatzorich Erev Shemesh. You've got to wait, it needs Erev Shemesh. That means, right, that when you Tovel something, you have to wait till the next day. That's the whole beginning of brachas, right? That we say the kohenim were toveling, right? Maybe on yom, and then when it's taste of kovim, right? When it's now the next day, then they can eat the truma. So you have to wait till the next day. So you can't do Erev Shema, you can't do Shkiat Benish Mashos time, because that could be that's the night time, and therefore the next day it would still be Tomei, and you'd have to wait till the day after that. So we say, don't toivel then. Okay, end of Brisa now. Now, asks the Gemara, the Tana Kama, lo boy Erev Shemesh, what, Tana Kama doesn't require you to wait for Erev Shemesh? Right, sounds like over here he's not concerned in the weekdays. He's only concerned on Yom Tov, about toiveling a clean Yom Tov. So what's going on? It can't be, because this is a deraisa. How can you not be concerned about Erev Shemesh? So Amar Rava, says Rava, Ashke Chasinhu, I found the Rabbanon, right, the rabbis, the Beit Rav of the yeshiva, yeah, the Yosvi, they were sitting, the Kar Omri, and they were saying, yeah, basically to explain, right, what's pshat in the machlokas between Tana Kama and Shimon Shizuri, what's going on over here? But Machshavto, with his intent, is Nekeres, is apparent, mitoch from Ma'isav, from his deeds, Kemiflegi. Meaning, basically, we can see what he's thinking from what he's doing. Right? Okay. Oh, Vehechi Dami, so how is that? How can you see, yeah, what he's thinking from what he's doing? So we're talking about like this. What's the case? Kegoin, the nokit, right, that was holding a mona, a vessel, biade, in his hands, yeah, varohit, and he was running. It was doing a sprint. Ozil, and like it was like and continuously running. Bein Shemashos, between, right, when it was Bein Shemashos time, right, in order, la'atzbule, to toivel up his kli. So the question is, okay, so why is he running, right, this guy with his kli, right? So basically, there's going to be a machlokis over here between Tanakam and Shimon Shizuri. Why is he running? So Marsova, the right, he holds, yeah, Tanakama, right, holds, Haidekar Rohit, that he's running, yeah, but Ozil, Miya Yoda, you can see from this that he knows to buy Erev Shemesh. It needs Erev Shemesh. He needs to toivel it before it gets Shkia. Right? So by the fact that he's running, right, it's on the brink, it's on the beginning of Venus Marshals. It's like, you know, it's Shkia time, and he's running. So obviously you see that this guy is trying to get it before Shkia.
I thought the buy Erev Shemesh means he needs...
Yeah, that means you have to toivel it in the daytime. No, you have to toivel it in the daytime. So therefore, yeah, then Erev Shemesh is like, that's the next day. It becomes nighttime. Erev Shemesh means you've got to wait till the nighttime.
Yeah, exactly. So
but we're saying over here that basically he started running. He lives half an hour away from the mikveh, right? And he started in the daytime, right? And he's running, yeah. And then it's that last crucial 2 minutes or so. He's not sure if it's before Shkia or after Shkia. He didn't look at his luach, yeah. He's going to check afterwards, and he's going to toivel it, right? But we realize over here, yeah, that this person knows the halacha, because why is he running like a lunatic, right? Obviously, he knows he has to toivel it before. Let's say what happened, yeah. We're talking about the week now, yeah. And the week time. What happens? Let's say he got there after night time, 5 minutes late. Can you toivel in the week? Tanakama says you can. There's no problem. There's no issue of toivel in the week. But this guy knows about Erev Shemesh. So you know, when's he going to use his kli? Not that day. The day after. He's a Kohen. He's not going to use his kli till the day after, because he realizes he realizes the halacha. Yeah, and he's trying to toivel it before the day ends. So we can use it in the night time, but it was too late, he missed it, and now he's going to wait, and he's not going to use it till the next day. Wouldn't you do that? So say it was you and you were Cohen. Ellie was running to try and get to the mikveh, right? He knows he's informed Jew, yeah, he knows that you've got to do it before Shkia. Yeah, he gets there late. He's like, ugh, mamash. Right? But he says, you know what? But I'm going to toivel anyway. There's no problem toiveling it. But he's not going to use that kli till the next day. That's Tanakama.
When's the next day? The following 20,
the following day. 20, yeah, he has to wait 20
hours and 1 minute.
Yeah, he has to wait another. Yeah, exactly. He has to wait till after the next Bein Shemashos, he'll have to wait.
The next day is after Tisachobim.
Yeah, exactly. The next day after Tisachobim.
Not 24 hours later.
A little bit more, whatever, let's not go details.
24 hours.
Okay, you can fight out after, guys. Okay.
No, not 24 hours.
Amar Savar and Shimon Shizuri says like this. He says, yeah, Machmas Malochto who Karet. It's not because he knows the halacha. Machmas Malochto, he's a busy guy. Yeah, time is money. Yeah, and he needs to do this quick. Yeah, and that's why he's running. You don't know it. He's not running because he knows the halacha. He's running because he's a busy guy. Yeah, and the reason maybe, yeah, and we see him now 5 minutes after Shkia. Yeah, he gets there late and his Tovil is clean. Okay, so his Tovil is clean. So did he, right? So we don't know. Is he aware this Kohen? Maybe he's an Amar Oretz Kohen. He doesn't realize, yeah, that he toiled it too late, and he may come to use it in the night time, and it's also to use it in the night time. He's got to wait till the next day. So that's why Shimon Shizuri says we don't allow people to toivel, yeah, in Beit HaShemashos. Okay? So basically we're saying, right, you see a guy running to the mikveh, right, on a weekday. And he gets there a little bit late, yeah, and his toilet is clean. Is that, do we let a person do that? Or do we, or let's say you were at the mikveh, yeah, and you say, hey, no toveling now. The mikveh police, yeah, the big guys. He says, you can't tovel now, it's too late. He's like, ah, no, you can't tovel now. Or they take the plug out, you know what I mean? I've done that, where, you know, in the old city, they just take the plug out. You know, you say, oh, you missed it out, right? Do we gab the mikveh police or not, right? So according to Tanakam, you don't need to be mikveh police because this guy knows what he's doing. He's running, he was late. He's going to wait. He's not going to use his cleat. But according to Shimon Shizuri, no way. So you're not using that, right? You know, we're worried about you. You don't know what you're talking about, right? So they're not going to use it. But let's go back, though. But what about the case of, Tanakama says you can't do it on Yom Tov, though. You can't toy, but Tanakama, very good, thank you, Yisrael, has mikveh police on Yom Tov, though. No, we're all week round, there's no mikveh police. But on Yom Tov, there's mikveh police. Why? Because you see this guy running. So, right? And he's going to know Erev Shemesh. He knows Erev Shemesh, right? He knows that he can't use it till the next day, yeah? So, but he just ran for 45 minutes, non-stop. He got there 2 minutes late, and he's like, oh, wow, this was such a hassle to get it, yeah? And he knows he can't use his kli, but he's like, right? So, but he says, I won't use it until tomorrow. But the thing is, you're not allowed to travel on Yom Tov. Right, so that, you know, but he's run for 45 minutes. It's a sophic anyway, Ben Shmashos, you know what I mean? It's only a Durabonon, you know what I mean? I'm going to toivel it, yeah? I won't use it until tomorrow. So the Mikveh police say, no. We're not letting you do that. So basically, so Tanakama is concerned about, yeah, it was only concerned about you toiveling Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to do, so you got your Mikveh police. But Shimon Shizuri is worried about people don't know the halakha of Erev Shemesh, and therefore they wouldn't let you even toivel in the Chol. We're going to stop there to see what Rob's comment is on that.